right now on VFN TV. A new religion has formed and is forming in America. We're going to be talking about that. Also, how God, I encountered the Lord. The Lord showed me prophetically where we're at, took me behind the scenes, and let me see what was taking place in this underground network of people trying to basically do a political coup in our nation, and how it all forms around a particular religion, Baal worship, and how it has to do with the environment, and how even though the days are going to get darker, guess what? If you're a believer, you're called to be a child of the light right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm going to be talking about today about a new religion that's formed. It's been formed before, but it's forming again in America, and it's crossed the world, and it has to do with the environment. Then I'm going to share with you specifically about what God showed me what they're trying to do and how this new religion, which has to do with Baal worship, is deep. God took me behind the scenes and showed me what was happening in America. It is very serious. God wins. We have to pray and be active in it. But first, let's hear Perry Stone as he talks about this new religion in America.
However, there is a brand new religion, and I'm about to go to the story of Jezebel and show you five things that I've never taught. I'm about to show you something that is so parallel to today that it's almost funny and shocking at the same time. The new religion in the United States is the new climate army. From the 1960s reports that I have read, Florida is already supposed to be totally underwater. Huge icebergs have already supposed to melted and destroyed all the coastlines. Rain is supposed to have stopped completely, and there is to be no snow. By the way, Montana just a week ago got 40 inches. But here's my point, and I don't want you to miss this. There was an idol god worshipped in the time of Elijah, Ahab, Jezebel, Elisha, and throughout the Old Testament called Baal, B-A-A-L, and I'm going to say the English way we say it in the South, Baal. Baal worship. This was an idol god, pay attention, that the Israelites and the worshipers who had become apostate in Israel, and when I say the Israelites, the apostate Israelites, and surrounding nations believed, listen carefully, could control the climate. Instead of them believing there was a God who made the sun, moon, and stars, who controlled the rain seasons and the fall seasons, and if you live right, he'll send the rain in due season, according to Malachi, and if you don't, he'll hold the rains back. Instead of them believing what the Word of God said, they believed that Baal controlled the climate, and you had to sacrifice to Baal and pray to Baal in order to have a successful climate that would produce everything that was proper. However, there was a man that lived in that day called Elijah the prophet, and he will come at the time of the end. Now, don't miss this point. Malachi 4 and 5 says, I will send you Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Now, here's my point. Who did Elijah have to encounter in his day? Ahab and Jezebel. Those are the two people in the theme. She even comes over to the second king's time when Ahab has been killed in battle. She's still around. So who do they encounter? Ahab and Jezebel. If Elijah the prophet in his coming encountered Ahab and Jezebel, may I suggest to you that the spirit of Elijah that is in the earth today bringing forth an awakening, that the same spirit of, not the spirit out of their body, we're talking about an attitude, a way of thinking, a characteristic, the spirit of Ahab and Jezebel are going to be released. Here we go. I'm about to give you the parallels that's going to blow your mind, and I'm about to show you Jezebel had what is called a new green deal.
So you're talking specifically, it's not just anything taking place. People are shifting, trying to create a narrative to be able to focus on the environment, that, you know, God is not the creator of the universe, that God doesn't cause things to grow, which he does. He is the creator of the universe. But all these parallel type false approaches to religion, but that's happened back in Jezebel and Ahab's, but King Ahab and Queen Jezebel during the times of Israel. and they had the false gods, Baal and Asherah and Dagon. But Baal was one very specific that was focused that they believed with child sacrifice, you know, Baal and Moloch, that it would, this god would actually determine that their crops would grow and that they would have food. Understand, for thousands of years, you know, the people on the earth were dependent on whether the soil produced for them a harvest. Today in America, like 98% of the people live off 2% that are actually growing the food for the other 98%. But it's still grown. Chickens are still slaughtered. Cows are still slaughtered. That's where hamburgers come from. That's where your chicken wings come from. But we're so disassociated from how it happens. That's very dangerous, because then we start buying into these false narratives like, well, God doesn't cause things to grow. God is not the giver of life. He's not the creator of the universe. And all of a sudden they start coming in. And I talked about this on our program years back. You may have called it you know, the rules for radicals, the Saul Alinsky model. He models it off of Satan, these 13 rules for radicals. And one of them is you have to create an alternative narrative. You got to be able to tell a lie long enough and people will believe it. And so you're looking at where people, they're trying to, and he says, one of the rules was you can organize around pollution. Start organizing people around pollution, and then you can organize the Pentagon, the strength of a nation. Well, that's what they're doing. They're trying to use this narrative, global warming. I heard a young man in Oxford University stand up, and he's young, and he's been brought up in this whole doctrine, this false religion, and he's basically saying, listen, no matter what, this is one thing that can unite the earth. If we just unite around the environment. Is that crazy? It's like, that's what they want to do. They want to be able to unite. So we have to pay attention that this whole thing is to directing people away from our God is the God who grows the harvest. Our God is the one. We can water, we can plant, but it's only our God that causes things to grow. He's God of the universe. He created you, he created me, he created everything, every living thing. He holds everything together. And so this happened in the days of Elijah, where all of a sudden, you know, Elijah was on Mount Carmel, which happened to confront the prophets, the broadcasters of the day that was saying these false narratives out before the people. And he confronted their gods, their prophets, their newscasters, and basically said, okay, if your God's God, your Baal's God, go ahead and have them answer. They cried out, and their narrative was a lie. There is no such other God other than God. He didn't respond. And he's like, and Elijah says, cry louder. I mean, maybe he's sleeping. Wake him up. And the truth is, it's a nothing burger behind these lies that are going on, because God is the God. But so God showed me specifically that what they're doing, you think we're talking about Baal worship, you know, that the environment, they believe that Baal would determine whether you'll have hurricanes or tornadoes or fires. Let me tell you something about global warming. If you read your Bible, there's going to be significant global warming coming to the world. It's called the earth will be destroyed by fire in judgment, and God will have created a new heaven and a new earth, and New Jerusalem will descend down upon the new earth. It's going to burn. It's almost like they're pushing this narrative out to prepare us for the end days to say, hey, this is that global warming thing I told you. And God's going, no, this is the fire of judgment on the face of the earth that I told you about. So we have two narratives. So we have to understand that these are just lies being told by the enemy. And so, but the Lord took me behind the scenes and he showed me, you have the liberal Democratic Party of the past, and you have the conservative Republican Party of the past, but things have changed now. It's not that simple anymore. There's this far left that are pushing this narrative that basically has taken over the Democratic Party. So it's not the same party that it once was. And so the Lord, in this particular encounter, this prophetic encounter, the Lord took me behind the scenes into one of the buildings, if you would, where they were actually running this network, and they were networking with other underground movements to be able to take over this nation. You take over America, you can take over the world, right? And so they're trying to, you know, steal the election. They're trying to, this election coming up in 2020, it's so important. It's literally, everything hinges upon it. You know, I know that Dutch Sheets even talked about, this is a hinge year. This is the everything, hinge. Don't have a lot of time talking about that, but understand, you have to listen to what God is saying, hear what the prophets are saying, so you can actually respond to the Word of God and what's going on. And so he showed me that they were literally working behind the scenes, not up front, not righteously, not under the laws, not under rules. They're trying to steal the country, steal the election, steal this whole thing that we call the Constitution, and just do away with it, and to change fundamental religious beliefs, as they said. And it's not going to end well for God's people. It's not going to end well for the Jews and the Christians if we don't stand up and say, listen, we got to participate in what's going on. And so, which means get out and get educated and get and vote. So I went behind the scenes. God's showing me the network, what's going on. And so I stepped out of that building that I was in, and I had to go away, and I came back. And when I came back, I went to another building. And there was all these different buildings that were networking together behind the scenes in darkness to be able to have an attempt to take over the nation, a coup, if you would, of America. And it's in the political system. And so, which is very Jezebelic, by the way, but God wins if God's people are awake and we choose God and not Baal. And so so when I walked in suddenly to this building, this other building, they're all doing the same thing. I walked in and there was a Baal idol. Think about child sacrifice, you know, that they believed you had to sacrifice a child, and that abortion, listen, the death of innocent bloodshed, the death of these children, that fuels the demonic realm. It fuels the fallen angel. It fuels the realm that is evil against God. And so you look at these, I don't know if you can see this particular Baal idol right here, but that's what I saw in this place right there on the floor when I walked in. And come back to me for a moment. You can just keep it in the background. But understand this, that so I walk in and imagine this thing laying flat on the ground, and they were just being perverse with it. They were like on top of it. It was just, I'm like shocked, walked in like, what's going on, right? And so I just stepped out of that building. I'm thinking they were just being, and that's what this whole demonic thing is about. That's what Baal worship's about. It's about all this perverseness and all this kind of stuff. So then I step out and I go back to the original building that I went in. And guess what? I walked into the building and the very same thing was happening in that building with the very same Baal idol, and they were being perverse with it on the floor. Listen, this whole thing is like a spirit of perversion. You know, listen, we've all sinned, we've all fallen short, but we've got to cry out to God and say, I'm not going to worship Baal. I'm not going to worship Dagon, a fantasy that transfers these demons through fantasy. And we have to buckle down and say, God, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to serve the Lord. And so then the Lord showed me, and then I was on a bus, and I was talking to a lot of our black brothers and sisters, you know, some African-Americans, others just black from other communities, other nations. And I'm talking to them, but they're Americans. And I'm saying, listen to me. This is not your typical Democratic Party. It's been taken over. It's very vital that you, as an American citizen, as a Christian American citizen, that you vote in a certain way that makes sure that you're not voting for systems that support abortion. And when you think about all the things that are going on, that they literally want to fundamentally transform America. And I said, you know, one thing that was said here, it was said by Senator Ted Cruz. He says, listen, if they win these election, if this leftists win the election, the ones that are speaking against the Constitution, speaking against the government, speaking against Israel, speaking against the church, promoting radical Islam, mourning the death of a terrorist that killed over 16% of the American soldiers in Iraq. Well, Senator Ted Cruz says, he's on the Ben Shapiro show, he says, if these particular Democrats win the White House, there will be a very big change, a good chance, he said, that they'll win the Senate as well. And if that happens, if they have control over both the Houses of Congress and the White House, I think their objective will be to try to make the structural changes to make their right rule perpetual, where they literally rule perpetually. They just do away with everything and say, we're going to keep on going past the 4 years, past the 8 years. So what will that mean? It'll mean a number of things, he says, starting economically. The tax cuts will immediately be repealed, but we're not going to go to the status quo. I think they will jack up taxes dramatically, particularly in getting socialism promoted and basically just super, super high tax rates. Understand this, that 100% taxes means you're 100% a slave. That if you go and earn your living, and then you take all the money you earned and you give it to the master, this government in this case, then they actually hand you bread or hand you health care, you're a slave to that system. If you have a 50% tax rate, you're 50% a slave. If you don't think so, don't pay the 50% and find out what happens to you. They come in and they take you. So we're looking at a system where we have to make up our mind. Are we going to be children of the light, or are we going to be children of the dead? And there's so much more to that dream that unfolds in it, but understand that it is literally demonic. These are folks that have been taken captive by darkness. They're children of darkness, that they're obeying, you know, a demonic realm. They're being driven by a goal to destroy a nation that was founded on Judeo-Christian values, that its founding fathers, they've tried to destroy their reputation and what they stand for. And everything they tried to do, and thank God that God intervened November of 2016, but this is 2020 is going to be a hinge year that we have to wake up and participate. Wow, isn't this exciting how God is speaking to us? Listen, comment below. We'd love to be able to hear your thoughts. We're going to be right back after this break.
We'll be right back.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they've worked for others, and I believe they're gonna work for you. I wanna help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. Claim your book, don't wait a second longer, and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
Did you know that Jesus himself said, apart from abiding in him, that we can accomplish nothing? So many people wanna be able to do that, but you know what? They don't have a plan to do it. We put together a simple plan for you, and it's at iabide.org. iabide.org. Go there and request your plan today. It is amazing how your life will change when you begin to spend time with him who created the universe. He's been desiring that you would do that. It's at iabide.org. Request your simple plan today.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? It will kill you. But we've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. We need teachers ready to take new believers and get them established soundly on sound doctrine and made disciples, not just converts. One of the greatest reasons for the greatest weakness, I think, today is we've been making converts instead of disciples. No, the Great Commission's to make disciples, and we've got to be that first if we're going to make others. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. It's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
And the Lord also showed me another situation where the people who profess to be believers, they're very excited about Jesus. They're very excited. They talk about him all the time. But they're just as excited about darkness. I mean, show me. And they literally came up to me in this encounter, in this prophetic encounter, this vision, and this night vision, and they're coming up to me, and they're just so excited about Jesus, like, you know, Jesus this and Jesus that, and they were just so excited about him. And it's very encouraging to find anybody that's excited about Jesus, because I'm excited about him too. And and then all of a sudden, they took me by the hand, and they're like showing me something. They're taking me to another room, and I'm just, you know, whatever, because I'm excited about their belief, and I go into this other room. But in this room, there was an altar to a demon in that room. Imagine a fireplace, if you would, and inside that fireplace is just an altar, a burning altar. And they went in, they're so excited to show me about their worship of this demon. And so they go and they lay down in front of this altar. They lay flat, I mean, it's a prophetic, you know, vision. So they lay flat as a floor in front of that thing, and then this dark thing comes out of the altar and covers them up. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. You're just as excited about darkness as you are light. Yeah, you got to make up your mind. I mean, are you going to serve God? Are you a child of the light? Are you a child of darkness? It's so important to understand that God is the creator of the universe. Man fell in the garden. Jesus came to pay the price for us so we could be in relationship with God. You make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, which means he's the Lord of your life. You're following him. You're his disciple. You're picking up your cross. You're denying yourself and following him. That means you're with God forever in eternity, that the light of God is within you. But the world is still dark. Gross darkness is in the earth. So we don't live that way. And if we do, we try to get our life, you know, back in the light again. You're not going to be in a good place if you were to die serving both. You have to make up your mind. Are you going to be serving God, or are you going to be serving Satan? Are you going to be serving darkness? Are you going to be serving Baal, if you would? I mean, you think about this far left party. If you look at the platform, just their platform. Platforms, by the way, are this. Most people don't know about them. It's what that party stands for. They rewrite them all the time. Last time they wrote them, that this far left Democratic Party, they're the party of abortion. They're a party that says that you can actually kill a child up to the very last moment inside that womb. I mean, think about it. Jesus inside of Mary, that God's Spirit hovered over Mary's womb, and all of a sudden she conceived a child. It was the Son of God. If they would have aborted Jesus, they would have aborted everything, right? And so they're the party of abortion, even to the point they're talking about one of the governors talked about killing the child after he's born already. They're going to discuss. Listen, you can't take life. It's murder. You can't do that. Every death of every child, every innocent person, that fuels the demonic. There's a reason why people are just driven to kill their babies and shout out their abortion, because the thing that's got them, they don't understand. It's like you're feeding Baal, because Baal requires, look at this idol again. Baal requires a child sacrifice. There has to be a child sacrifice. You're looking at that, right? It's a Baal idol. It's a child in his hand. And they would put babies in the belly of this bull, and they would heat the bull up, and the baby would scream, and the mouth of the bull would be pointing out, and you would hear the cries of the baby as the baby was being burned alive. This is what human beings did. And God hated Moloch and hated Baal. Still, it's just a demonic thing. And so understand child sacrifice and Baal worship, they go together. It's the same thing. So the killing of the unborn, they're the party of socialism and communism, which is a tax rate, overtaxing you, 100% tax, 100% of slave, 70% tax, 70% of slave, 50% tax, 50% of slave. They're the party of no borders, the parties of lawlessness. We're entering into the great rebellion, it looks like, of the last days that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, that it's going to be great lawlessness. You're looking at the laws, and they're just violating the laws, and they know what the laws are, and they're still violating them in front of everybody. Guess what? That's an end-time thing. We cannot be a part of the destroying the Constitution, the rule of law, being lawless. To be lawless is that to be a child of Satan. He's the one of rebellion. He got thrown out of heaven because of rebellion. That we can't be a part of a rebellion. We have to understand that is a dark situation. But the ones that are a party of destroying the family, God's design for humanity and government and life. You know, what is a man? What is a woman? What is a family? They're just destroying it. Witchcraft, all about witchcraft, you know, manipulating. And rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. So if you're in rebellion, it's a sin of witchcraft. Of corruption. It's amazing what's taking place. When you look at the corruption that's happening, it's like it doesn't even make sense. You know why? Because this is their last ditch effort. There's a fight right now going on for the heart of a soul of a country, soul of a nation. And we have to stand up, even if it's the last thing we do unapologetically, and stand up for God and the country, stand up for our Constitution, stand up for Israel. I mean, the Democratic Party now is an anti-Israel party. They say they're not, but we were there. We weren't there, but we watched it. We played it on VFN TV, where the convention at the Democratic Party, they actually took Jerusalem as the capital of Israel out, and they said they were going to put it back in, and they said that no, we're going to keep it out. So they literally pulled it off the White House website when Obama was president, and they pulled it out of their platform, and they were denying Jerusalem. They're actually the BDS movement, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel, calling them an apart, calling Israel the place where Jesus is going to rule. You know, God's chosen folks, calling them apartheid type people. I mean, they're literally the opposite, you know, of even they booed bringing God. They booed, I mean, we have it, we can see it, I can't have time to cover it. They literally when they said we're going to put God back in again into our platform because they took him out, that in regards to all of our rights coming from God, they booed. They literally booed God, and they booed Israel, and it was just a wild thing to be able to see. And they just went ahead and did what they wanted to do outside of what the people were saying. But the people were basically denying God, denying Israel. And so it's just the education. They've taken over education. You're sending your kid to college right now, and you're paying $30,000, $40,000 for education. That's a re-education camp. We talk about the re-education camps in China, what's taking place, is tragedies taking place in China. But that's what's happening at our universities. It's happening. I mean, if you interview Charlie Kirk and different ones that are going to these campuses, they're finding out, man, they're just not even teaching, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and history, and science. They're literally focusing on re-educating them with a difficult, far-right narrative. And look at this. I want you to look at Isaiah 60, verse 1. And this is who we are. It's going to get darker. That's going to happen. As a matter of fact, Pastor John Kilpatrick just was shown by the Lord of Church of His Presence. He was shown by the Lord. He talked about on January the 3rd of 2020, the gross darkness. I mean, severe darkness is coming, but that's going to make you light. Look at verse 60, chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be upon you, and nations shall come to your light. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. I mean, you think about this. It's already been prophesied. These things are going to come. But it's important where you stand. It's important that you stand on the Lord's side. Of all the things that Elijah said, he says, choose today who you're going to serve. If Baal's God, serve Baal, your flesh, the perversions, all different stuff. Or you can say, I'm going to choose God by God's grace. I'm going to follow God. You have to make that decision. I want to pray with you right now. Comment below. We'd love to hear your thoughts about what's going on. This is very exciting. Participate in 2020. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience. God, I just speak freedom over our audience. God, you would free this nation from any captivity. God, forgive us for the Baal worship. Forgive us for the child sacrifice, God. Forgive us for sacrificing family, turning over our education, turning over our government. God, we just ask you, Lord, take it back, God. Take it back, the mountain of entertainment, the mountain of government, the mountain of business, the mountain of faith, the mountain of education. God, take it back, God. Anoint Betsy DeVos, God, to rip this thing to shred, God, we pray in 2020. We ask you in Jesus' name, dear God, end abortion, send revival, end abortion, sacrifice to Moloch. Send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name. When we say end abortion, we're saying end the sacrifice of children to Baal in Jesus' name. Don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.